And now, more tips with your host, Rebecca, on lifestyle improvement.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and is not to be interpreted as medical advice. Hello, and welcome to our program, Lifestyle Improvement. This is your host, Rebecca. Today, we have with us the best-selling author, Dr. John Rady. Dr. Rady is a psychiatrist and an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He has written 9 books and has published over 60 peer-reviewed articles on the topics of aggression, autism, and ADHD. He is the co-author of the best-selling book Driven to Distraction and the author of the book Spark, the Revolutionary New Science of Exercise in the Brain. His expertise in the field of brain fitness has made him a sought-after speaker worldwide and even an advisor for the president of Taiwan. He is often named one of the best doctors in America by his peers, and his work has been frequently profiled by mainstream media. As a speaker, he has embarked in a worldwide mission by reengineering schools, businesses, and individual lifestyles, educating the public on the power of exercise to change the brain, help achieve peak performance, and improve mental health. We are privileged to have you speak to us, Dr. Rady. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's nice to be with you.
So, Dr. Rady, what made you decide to write your book, Spark? And why did you call it Spark in the first place?
Good questions. I had always been very interested in how exercise affects our emotional life. Right from the beginning, realizing that it had an effect on mood and anxiety and stress. But then we began to really understand the full impact of what exercise did to our brains. Mm-hmm. When neuroscience really came of age, mm-hmm. in the 80s and 90s, and we realized that one of the best ways to preserve our brains, mm-hmm. is to exercise physically. That it was, the fact was that if you exercised on a frequent basis, mm-hmm. you were less likely to develop cognitive decline and then Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. This then led to a revolution in neuroscience where we began to look and say, hey, what's going on with exercise? How is this happening? Why is this happening? Well, we've learned an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And especially in the past 15 years, there have been more and more papers written on the effect of exercise in the brain, such that I get sent to me every week at least 80 new abstracts, mm-hmm. that have just come out on exercise and its effect on the brain. So we know that it affects the brain, it affects our moods, it affects our anxiety, but it also improves our ability to think and to learn.
Wonderful. And is that the spark that you used for the name?
Yes, the spark was it's a combination of many different reasons, but the spark is also signifies an electrical happening. Mm-hmm. And our brain is made up of chemicals and electrical impulses, and they go together. It's a chemo-electrical event when we are thinking or when we're using our brains. So that spark was one of the reasons, but also the idea that exercise sparked us. Mm-hmm. It got us moving. It got us going. It got us interested. It got us to do things. So the reason why Spark became the name was because it was so apparent that exercise, in fact, was the spark that led to a lot of different good things in our lives.
Fantastic. That makes a lot of sense. And it's a really awesome name, actually, for a book like that. Based on the information in your book, it seems like the power of consistent exercise is one of the best-known secrets to change the brain that everyone has access to, but not everyone uses. How can exercise change the brain at the biological level?
Well, it's really it's really what I got into when I started to really do the research on why exercise was such a potent force in terms of managing our brain, and realized that our brains are very big comparatively to our body in terms of comparing us to other animals. And our brains evolved to help us be the best movers that we could be. And in fact, our big brains really are evolved to be our moving brains to help us predict, to plan, to sequence, to understand, to remember, to evaluate, to abstractly think about how we're going to move and what we're going to move, so that we could become what I call the evolutionary victors, that we could master our environment that were ever-changing and become the hominoids and the species that won out over bigger, more powerful species. But we had the best movement and the capacity to move and the planfulness to move. And this all later became the same nerve cells that we use to plan our movements and to sequence them and to change them and to evaluate them, became the same nerve cells that we use to talk with, to communicate with, to interact with socially. So that really our moving brain is our thinking brain, and our thinking brain is our moving brain.
Wonderful. So now in our program, we are supporting, as you know, caregivers and the people they love. And of course, this ranges from elderly to children with a variety of special needs. As you can imagine, Dr. Rady, caregiving can be the cause for a lot of chronic stress. And this is actually one of the most prevalent concerns that I hear from other caregivers that are providing long-term care. But actually, as you explain in your book, not all stress is the same. Can you expand on that?
Yes. Stress is a very underappreciated word and occurrence in human life. We all need stress to grow. If we don't have stress, we're not being pressured to grow. The problem with stress is the problem that you mentioned, well, like with the caregiver or like with the current stock market or when the Seahawks lose in Seattle. That's the kind of stress that doesn't go away. And that stress is always with you rather than the stresses that we have when we exercise, which are immediate stresses for 1 or 2 hours, or maybe if you're that long. But then you have a recovery period. The problem with stress is really what I might call toxic stress, stress that doesn't go away, like when your 401k becomes your 201k, or worse yet, your 101k. And that is a stress that you worry about, you think about, it erodes your confidence. It erodes your brains, in fact, your brain's ability to think and perform. Now, one of the interesting things that I talk about in Spark about the benefits of intermittent stress on your brains and your brain cells themselves, that it makes for tougher brain cells. Just like when we intermittently stress our muscles, we build them. We build our muscles. We don't constantly use them. We take breaks. We take a rest. Well, the same thing happens when you rest up after using your brain so much. And we use our brains more in movement, more in physical activity than in any other human function. So we think we're using our brains a lot when we're thinking, and we do. We certainly do. But moving throughout the world and thinking and planning and participating and being goal-driven while we're moving really turns our brains on, really makes our brain zing, and really challenges our brain, so that then we have this great period called recovery that happens, mm-hmm. not just when you sleep, but after you're out of the stress. Recovery allows for brain growth, mm-hmm. and just like it allows for muscle growth. So we want to continue to grow our brains, mm-hmm. As much as we can, so that we are not eroding them by overstressing them, mm-hmm. or by not paying attention to them.
This is your host, Rebecca, and now we will take a short break, and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
A unique and specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuka Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified Nuka practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50-point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how Nuka Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
We want to continue to grow our brains as much as we can, so that we are not eroding them by overstressing them or by not paying attention to them. When you're just sitting and taking in information passively, your brain isn't as engaged as it would be if you were actively involved with it. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at good stress. Now, the caregivers mm-hmm. community is a very, very hot issue mm-hmm. in people working with people with Alzheimer's disease and mm-hmm. cognitive decline and other chronic debilitating diseases, mm-hmm. but also caregivers who deal with children who have different kinds of learning problems or autistic types and kids with ADD. They are under a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. And today I think the groups that are forming now in terms of support for these two types of problems at the end of life and early in life, mm-hmm. you end up spending a lot of time now supporting one another mm-hmm. to get through it, to get through the day, to mm-hmm. make yourself healthier. Because if you go down and you're mm-hmm. the primary mm-hmm. caregiver, then the one who needs care is not just them, it's you.
Right.
And this is one of the things that I think where we talk about exercise as being a great help mm-hmm. to help you feel less stressed,
right,
less depressed, mm-hmm. more motivated, mm-hmm. less feeling sorry for yourself, mm-hmm. and more energetic towards mm-hmm. whatever your tests are.
Right. So that chronic stress is what you're calling corrosive stress.
Right. That actually, by the way, that actually causes your brain cells to erode mm-hmm. And to go away and to be much like a muscle that you have that you don't use. Mm-hmm. It diminishes. It disappears eventually. Mm-hmm. it gets metabolized by the rest of the body. And the same way it happens if you're not using your brain cells, the same thing happens.
Right. And it is such a difficult place for caregivers because they have all these demands that they have to stay on top of. And then at the same time, they have to be aware that if they're not caring for themselves and being completely focused on just taking care of problems, then ultimately that's going to be something that they will pay for.
Absolutely. That is why... You know, when I speak a lot to different groups all over the world, mm-hmm. and one of them is the Alzheimer caregivers, mm-hmm. and they are now being very conscious of the fact, the Alzheimer Society, mm-hmm. being very conscious of the fact that you have to support these people who mm-hmm. are dealing with loved ones and people that they care about and really are doing great service. Mm-hmm. But they get run over mm-hmm. oftentimes, and people forget about them, yeah. and they're the ones who are truly in need of help.
Right.
They get exhausted, and they get depressed. Mm.
Exactly. And the other story of that is that if they don't get cared for, these are future clients and future patients because they will be enduring some of the same problems that they're caring for right now.
Exactly. They'll ruin their bodies mm-hmm. and their brains. They'll overtax them. The one thing that they can do is eat. And
right.
so they overeat and they mm-hmm. get overweight. And then mm-hmm. it leads to diabetes. And diabetes
exactly.
leads to early brain death.
Yes.
And you eventually are in a bad way.
Exactly. Very well explained. Now, in your book, you state, and you touched upon that a little bit earlier, and I quote, is what happens after exercise that optimizes your brain. How does that work?
We know a lot about how it works. And this is what I talk about in the schools, but it applies as well to the elderly, because most of our work early in this revolution, which started in the 90s, mm-hmm. when we began to learn about exercise and its incredible effect on the brain, mm-hmm. we were looking at exercise and the elderly. And so all of our early studies, and there are many, many studies that we've had, mm-hmm. Show that exercise improves test scores and whatnot for the elderly, mm-hmm. And also show that their brain actually grows a bit if mm-hmm. they haven't been exercising and they begin to exercise after a six-month period of time. It actually grows more than it was rather than continually eroding.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know how this happens and why it happens. And now we're looking at it in terms of its effect on children.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we see is that exercise promotes the brain to be in an optimal situation so that it can learn and perform the best. And it does it in many different ways. The first big way is that exercise turns our brain systems on.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean it jazzes up our attention system, motivational system, our memory system, all parts of our attention system. Those are important inputs into our world, into our brain, so that we can learn about them. Secondly, we know that what happens when we use our brain cells, and again, I want to emphasize, we use more brain cells when we exercise than in any other human activity.
Mm.
And that's important and hard for people to understand, to
right.
grok. To get it. But we do use more brain cells when we move. And when you use those brain cells, you cause a release of chemicals
mm-hmm.
that we've all grown to know and love, like norepinephrine, dopamine, and serotonin. But also, when you use your brain cells, you create substances that have a lot to do with promoting the growth potential of your brain cells mm-hmm. themselves. So you create the right environment for your brain cells to grow.
Right.
Because if your brain cells aren't growing, they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we learn anything is for our brain cells to literally grow the information. They have to change physically. And we call this this whole process neuroplasticity, the mm-hmm. plasticity of the brain. And this is really important, because this is the sort of highest level of brain that we can have. And so in this state, we create a substance that's called BDNF, or brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which for short end, I call it miracle grow for the brain, because it truly is brain fertilizer that helps our brain cells grow and prosper.
Fantastic. That's a great explanation of why it's so important to really keep this in mind. Another issue that I have heard a lot of caregivers struggle with, and parents that have children with special needs, is an issue that you touched upon in one of the chapters of your book, depression. You say in your book that exercise counteracts depression at almost every level. You also state, and I quote, that you can move your mood. Can you expand on what you mean with that, and how busy caregivers can use this information to help themselves and the people they care for?
Yes. Yeah. If you look at just the caregiving community, then you have to make time to exercise. And that is to get some relief if you can, or when the person is sleeping, or when they're engaged and not constantly a bother. Then you should do your exercise. Mm-hmm. Then you can, and that can be walking up and down the stairs. That can be going outside and jumping rope, depending on your situation. That can be, ideally, it's taking some time off and playing a game with somebody,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be, depending on the person, whether it be tennis or badminton or table tennis or soccer or basketball. Depends on the person themselves, what they enjoy, but that would get them back in touch with normalcy. I mean, the problem with so many of the caregivers of the Alzheimer community is that they are far too much fighting the battle alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they need the help and support of the group. And that's why they're finding a real growth phenomena amongst people who treat Alzheimer's patients. A growth phenomena of working with the caregivers. They're getting much, much more attention than ever before, because they realize that this is the, not only are they the most vulnerable, but they're often the most forgotten.
Specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuka Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified Nuka practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50-point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how Nuka Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181. Thank you.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and is not to be interpreted as medical advice.
Thank you so much for joining us today here on Lifestyle Improvement for part one of our interview with the best-selling author, Dr. John Rady. Dr. Rady is a psychiatrist and an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He has written 9 books and has published over 60 peer-reviewed articles on the topics of aggression, autism, and ADHD. He is the co-author of the best-selling book, Driven to Distraction, and the author of the book, Spark, The Revolutionary New Science of Exercise in the Brain. Thank you for tuning in to Lifestyle Improvement today, and be sure to join us again next Sunday morning at 7:30 for part 2 of our interview with Dr. John Rady.